Nathaniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You'll find the handout to be correct tonight.
Excellent.
And the answer to last night is the letter Resh. But there's another letter Resh later on in the verse, so you'll get the information about the Resh. So,
okay.
But I do apologize for the error.
Everything happens for a reason, Hanok.
I know. Right now we're waiting till we get to the appropriate time and give people another minute, because the class we just finished was not an easy one for people.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So you have a headache now?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Why?
Well, thank God. No, because the class we just had.
Oh, yeah, the class was very intense. And it was great. Asking is part of the process of learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great.
We'll give it a few more seconds, see if some others come on.
Hanok, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
The idea of one sephirot inside of another, is that the concept of enclosement?
I hesitate to say yes, because it's so much more than that. But on a simple level, yes.
Okay.
Look at it. Let's use a different metaphor. Right now you're wearing clothes, or I'm assuming you're wearing clothes. And underneath the clothes, you have a body. And underneath the body, you have a soul. And underneath the soul, you have a different level of soul. And underneath that level of soul, you have a third level of soul. The garments, the clothing you're wearing is enclosing your body, which is also enclosing the souls. So does that help you understand it a little more better?
Yes.
Okay. We're starting with a L'shem Yehud tonight. L'shem Yehud could probably be to the Urchimu Utilu. Le'akda Shem Yehud Bavadhe, Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu bayim l'kayim mitzvat sefirat ha'omer la'asot nachat ruach l'otzreinu v'la'asot rotzon boreinu v'ahinu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nanehu. Now we're going to read various verses of Psalms. Adonai Eloheinu, Yigmor be'adi Adonai Eloheinu, Hasdecha le'olam, Namanu Tve Umin Titi Shpot Amin Mishor Ulumin Va'aretz Tanhem Sela. Yoducha Amin Elohim Yoducha Amin Kulam Eretz Natna Yuvulayu Varkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yuvarkenu Elohim Ve'yiru Oto Kol Afse Aretz. Now we're going to connect to the Anabatea. Anabatea Gedulat Mincha Tatir Tzera Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadi Kabel Ri. The letter Resh. Resh is a word that means poor, as well as Rosh, which means head. Use the Resh as a vaccine against poorness or lack in your life. Use the head to contemplate starting a new direction in your life to fulfill the lacks that you feel. Rinat Amcha Sagdeinu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Hudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Rachem Tafaren Rachamei Tidkata Tamid Kam Ulem Tetet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Asim Kadosh Bero Tufa Nae Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yahu Gea Lam Kapine Zokre Kirushateka Yud Gimelamin Zayin Kuf Shadatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yo Salumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutaf. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. The ninth journey is from in the desert. The ninth journey was from the Sin Desert, and we camped at Sofka. The Shmini is connected to the Resh of the second verse of the Anabakoas. Sofka is the place where their hearts beat in fear for lack of bread. This is the teaching of the Baal HaTurim. We will all go through a stage in life when our hearts pound in fear that we will suffer from deprivation of one need or another. Insecurity is a very real part of living in a material world in which we are dependent on many things for our sustenance. But dovka in Hebrew also means knocking. Angst can be a powerful motivator to knock on the doors of opportunity, to knock on the doors of heaven and dig deeper and discover inner resources. What do you do when the thoughts come to you to be in fear? Do you say the Anabatola? Do you read or scan the Zohar? Do you scan the 72 names? Or do you fall to the negative thoughts? The choice is yours. You have the tools. If all else fails, know that this is for the best, and be happy that you are afraid, because it may cause you to knock on the doors of opportunity.
Mikli potenu, tumatenu, kimo shetchatata, petorata, uspartam, lahem mahara, hashabat, miyom haviachem, et omer hatenufa, sheva shabbatot tmimot, yina b'michrat, Ha-Shabbat, Ha-Shavit, Ha-Sefru, Ha-Mishim, Yom Kedei, Shaita Haru, Nafshotam Pa Yisrael, Mizohamatam, Uvechem, Yehiratzon Milfanecha, Hashem Eloheinu, Elohe Avoteinu, Shebizchut Sefirata Omer, Shesefarti Hayom, Yetukan Ma Shepakamti, Besefira, Gibura, Shebe Gibura. Gibura, Shebe Gibura is a boundary setting of judgment, or it's judgment of judgment, or it's a boundary of a boundary. Gibura has the meaning of judgment, severity, power, strength, concealment, darkness. Always remember that these lists of adjectives or creative characteristics that I'm giving you here are never complete. There's always more for you to add yourself.
Amen. The Tzaddikim who left this day which is the 24th day of Nisan, which started at sundown today, the 19th of April. Rabbi Abraham Yehoshua Heschel Weinberg, Rabbi Moshe of Pramishel, Rabbi Chaim Menachem Heschel of Zinkov, Rabbi Yosef Friedman of Rimanov, Rabbi Eliyahu Akiva Rabinowitz of Poltava, and Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Haken. And the prophet, that is the prophet for Gibura Shebe Gibura, is Eli HaKohen, known as the prophet Eli HaKohen. He was the prophet who blessed Hannah to have children. If you scroll down to the end of the section, you'll hit a section right near the end that I'm adding today, I'm going to read an explanation. Bishar HaKavanot, which is writings of the Ari, writes that after one counts the Omer, meaning after reciting the Bracha and then counting that day's number in the three different ways, one should offer a prayer for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. The text of this prayer is Arachaman Hu Yachazir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Limkoma Imhera Biyamenu, and may we all say Amen. The translation: the Merciful One shall restore the service of the temple to its place speedily and in our days. And may we all say Amen.
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 The reason for this practice is that according to most halakhic authorities, the mitzvah of counting the Omer applies today, Midah Rabbanan, by force of the rabbinic enactment. The rabbis in the Talmud teach us to do this, as opposed to coming directly from the Torah law. Now, the Torah does say count the Omer, but it says that when there is a temple. So the Torah obligates us to count the Omer, but it is applied only in the times when the Beit HaMikdash is physically present. When we offer the special Omer sacrifice, whereas today, in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, when we cannot bring this offering, our counting is only commemorative. Yeah. Actually, it's much more than commemorative, because the process of the counting is the process of elevating you spiritually through the cleansing of the various character traits that the various meditations and the various discussions and teachings that we go through each night. Therefore, after we count the Omer each night, we pray to God to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash so we can offer the Korban HaOmer, the status of the Omer. And then we will be able to count in fulfillment of the mitzvah from the Torah. And even according to those authorities, such as the Rambam, who maintain that Sefirat HaOmer is required by Torah law, today, we offer a prayer that the temple will be rebuilt so we can offer the Korban HaOmer. But this also answers the question addressed by the halakhic authorities as to why we do not recite the bracha of Shehecheyanu the first time we count the Omer each year. As we know, whenever we perform a mitzvah that presents itself on infrequent occasions, we recite the bracha of Shehecheyanu. Seemingly, this should apply to the Sefirat HaOmer as well. Yet Halakha does not require the reciting of this bracha before the counting of the Omer. The reason is that when we count the Omer, we are mindful of the fact that we count only as a commemoration of the actual mitzvah, which we cannot fulfill in its true form due to the absence of the Beit HaMikdash. The counting of the Omer thus evokes a degree of sorrow and does not warrant the recitation of the festive Shehecheyanu blessing. And may we all say in a whisper the eighth verse of the Anna Bakoa. Does anybody have any questions? And we will add this to each counting of the Omer from this night forward. And next year we will start with the first night. Shalom to all. Tomorrow at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. No, tomorrow at 4:30 is a advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, our regular Zohar class. This Friday night, we will count the Omer at 8:30 West Coast time. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, we will count the Omer at 8:30 West Coast time. Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have our Havdalah service. At 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Sunday morning, 10:30, we will have our regular class. Continuing our learning about the various holidays. And at 3 o'clock West Coast time, we will start our classes in Lashon Hara, as announced previously. So I bid you all a wonderful evening. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.